Good morning. 21 minutes past the hour. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Bill Meyer. This Sunday, the Super Bowl. My guest this morning, Derwin Gray. He's a former NFL player who is now the lead pastor of Transformation Church in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. And I'm talking about talking to Derwin about basically the life he came out of, growing up in a low-income neighborhood and seeing football as his ticket out, coming to Jesus Christ through the testimony, the witness of another player. And Derwin, with the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday, I got a question for you. And maybe this is a tough one as a former NFL running back. Do you think Americans have made an idol out of professional sports?
Do I think?
You know so. Huh? You're saying, yeah, I know it. I've lived it, huh?
Yes. Professional sports is an idol in the United States of America. Everybody wants to be on a winner. So let me make a few clarifications here. Number one, and I'll speak of the NFL. NFL players, when you compete and you play hard and you leave it on the line, and at the end of the game, the guy you're playing against is in the same fraternity. You are brothers. You are friends. You are pulling for each other. You probably competed in high school and college to, so there's a fraternity feel. Like, you give it your all. You're competitive. Man, I am competitive. I hate losing to my son in basketball now, but I ain't got a choice. He's 6'1", 180, long arms, and he's a freshman. So, so as an NFL player, I'm very, very competitive. But when the game's over, we're done. Whereas I see fans on Twitter and social media, they take it way more seriously and way more unhealthily than players do. I think that fantasy football and the daily stuff is just a new form of gambling. It's dangerous. So, man, I love it when fans cheer. And as a player, when you're playing at home and the fans cheer, or you on the road and they boo, it's great. But we really have to be careful not to find our identity in a football team. And then another thing, even now in college, you know, I'll have people on Twitter telling my ninth grade son what college he needs to go to. My son needs to worry about getting good grades in ninth grade and develop and try to start on varsity as a sophomore versus which college he's going to go to. And so hopes and dreams of an 18-year-old can make or break a day of an adult. And so we really have to be careful. So the way I am now as a fan is I love the game, but if my team wins or loses, it doesn't ruin my day. And so what I would say to people is that if your team wins or loses and it predicates how you feel, then you moved into idolatry instead of just being a healthy fan.
So you're talking to all those Panther fans who are listening right now?
No. Definitely. For sure.
Oh,
for sure.
Oh, man, I know. Are you going to be there? Are you going to be at the game?
This is going to surprise you, but no, because I don't like big crowds. And so as a NFL player, you get up, you get on a bus, and you got police escort to the game. And so unless I'm in a suite, I'm not going to the game. I was at the NFC Championship game here in Charlotte, and the fans were phenomenal. The crowd was electric. It was a great experience for my son and I. But typically, I try to avoid, like, the big, big crowds. But let me say this, too, is as a former NFL player, I tried to sign every autograph I could, and here's why. If it's not for the fans, there is no game. And so the NFL has the most loyal and best fans of all the professional sports in the United States of America. And I'm thankful, so thankful. However, I don't think fans should be fighting in the stands. Like, there's a couple times where I have sat in the stands and fans were about to start fighting. And I had my young cousin with me. That's dangerous. That's not necessary.
Over a pro football game. You think about all the stuff going on in the world. You think about, you know, ISIS and the Zika virus and you name it. And people are getting in fisticuffs over whose team is better. Let me ask you this. What are some ways that Christians, I know we're just a couple days away from the big game, but what are some ways that Christians might be able to, if not this year, next year, use Super Bowl Sunday as a ministry opportunity?
Yeah. Okay. So I think you and I have developed a really good friendship now. I can sense your heart and your passion, your love for Christ and his church. I think Christians need to get rid of the come to the Super Bowl and let's watch the game. Oh, by the way, at halftime, I'm going to play a testimony of some NFL player.
This guy named Dermon Gray, you got to hear his testimony at halftime.
Oh, man, that is so, oh gosh, I'm going to get in trouble, but please forgive me. That's lame-o. In today's world, that's called bait and switch. Mm. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Spend time loving people. Go to coffee with people. Some of the people that my wife and I reach for Christ are neighbors. They're the friends of our kids' friends from just loving on them and being in relationship and being there. Just love people. Like, stop doing a used car salesman technique and, you know, let me give you a track of a $100 bill and it looks like a $100 bill, but it's actually a gospel track. That, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that doesn't work, and I'm sure it does, but I tell you, 99 out of 100 times, if you befriend someone and they see integrity, they see the supernatural love of Christ in you, believe me, they're going to want to know. And so I'm not beating up those other forms or technique. Use the Super Bowl, invite some people over to your house, cook some hamburgers, and be their friend.
Yeah. And then you've earned the right to share the love of Christ with them, you know?
Yes, yes. People are so over the canned evangelistic tricks. What they want to know is, are you authentic? Let me see what Jesus has done in your life and tell me what Christ has done.
Mm. Dermon Gray, thank you. And I pray that your team wins this Sunday.
Yeah, I think the Panthers got a really, really good shot. But I'm going to enjoy the game with friends and my son and my wife and daughter. And we're going to eat some chicken wings, and it's going to be awesome. And I hope you enjoy the game as well. And stay warm where you are. I know it's cold.
Thank you, my friend. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye.